And welcome back, dear souls. This is Serapis Light, and this is the fourth and final meditation of level one, dedicated to your intuition. We talked about this in 1B, so the second meditation of level one, visualization and imagination practice, where I talked about that what is considered the third eye, what I consider light sight, is a much more masculine energy as far as its manifestation goes. The quality of wisdom, of knowledge, of light is masculine. The quality of love, compassion, feeling, empathy is feminine. Intuition, as is commonly called in Western culture, the gut feeling, also happens to be very closely related to the feminine womb, which is something that obviously men don't have. So these are all great indicators of telling us what origins this energy has, what intuition truly is. Women are more intuitive than men. Men are more knowledgeable than women. Due to the inversion of beliefs and society and culture, which I'm not going to go into here, but due to that, many might think of this even as an offense. Well, as I always like to say, if me stating the sky is blue offends you, the problem lies with you, not with me, because I'm simply stating facts. Intuition being feminine, knowledge, wisdom being masculine, those are simply facts. Love, feminine, light, masculine, nature. So with that said, this almost sounds a bit combative, but people have made it combative for decades at this point. It's a very touchy topic, which it shouldn't be. Anyways, to get to the actual point and essence of this particular meditation. Your intuition, your so-called gut feeling, your sensory inner perception. And this is something that I can say and experience simply because, due to my ascension, I have completely integrated any and all feminine energy that I needed to have and to use within my experience to do my job here. Throughout the years, this is something that I mastered between 2019 to 2020 and even 21. And your intuition, as a woman especially, is your greatest gift. There's no two doubts, there's no two ways, there's no doubt about that. What you have to learn, and this also applies to men, of course, men have to integrate, just like women have to integrate, the quality of wisdom and knowledge and of an open eye, of intelligence, of light. Men have to do the same with compassion, empathy, love, intuition. And so, learning to trust your intuition is the most important aspect here, because especially in Western culture, we have programmed ourselves and one another, and we still do, to not listen to our intuition. There's so many people who walk dead-end roads till the very end, even though there's so many signs before telling them this is a dead-end road. This is going to get you nowhere. Your intuition will always tell you. Your inner tuition, your inner teacher, your inner guidance. You don't even need to be able to interpret that consciously, which is the more masculine aspect, or the masculine interpretation of intuition. You just need to follow that feeling. And especially as a woman, you just need to follow that feeling. Men are more intent and concerned with understanding everything and comprehending it and so on. That can easily become a mind twist and not be helpful. So also to men, I say, you sometimes, more than sometimes, but you need to go with the flow. You need to surrender to the current of the river without thinking about where is this going to take me. You just have to follow that feeling. And this is something that women can massively and extremely help men with. Obviously, especially in a partnership, in a relationship, in a marriage, whichever constellation you choose. Or even just between friends. Helping one another knows no boundaries. So with that said, let us focus. If you haven't done so now, please close your eyes. Let us focus on your stomach, on your intestines, on your digestive system, your quote-unquote gut. There's a lot of science this day and age talking about the gut biome. Not a huge fan of that term because it does indeed sound very scientific, and it's, for the intents and purposes of this meditation and of the spiritual truth of the digestive system, including the stomach, it's a bit misleading. But the point is, because it's much more than just biology, but the point is that you need to recognize, and that actually this is recognized by science, how many nerve endings go towards and end in your gut, in your intestines, how much energy it takes to digest, just on a mere physical level, food. What a massive process that is, and that the gut has as many nerve endings, I don't know if that's scientifically correct, but as many nerve endings as your brain, or in other words, it is its own brain, is really the point. Masculine, upward, sky, feminine, downward, earth. So feminine intuition always goes to from the heart down, so I would put it. Masculine wisdom goes from the heart up. And we can only hope to achieve true enlightenment, true love, true, well, divinity, by bringing these two polarities together within ourselves and within everything, within and without, the way we interact with nature, the way we interact with ourselves, the way we interact with people, even with the artificial inorganic structure called the matrix. Your intuition is rooted in a deeper knowing. A deeper knowing that comes from indeed deep within. And that feeling is interpreted by your brain, but it's not the origin. Truthfully, your brain is not the origin of any energy. As the brain interprets, it generates, it can indeed be the generator, and it is the generator of ideas and of feelings and of emotions, but the brain draws upon all the different aspects of our existence, all different organs, to speak more anatomical. And it is only when you make choices, have thoughts, feel feelings based on your intuition that you are going in the right direction. And this will be a lesson that continues to be present and to be returned to you until you learn it. Obviously, it's an ongoing process, but there's always critical mass with everything. I call this critical mass. There's a critical mass for awakening. There's a critical mass for going from 4D to 5D. And mastering, or at least becoming intimately aware and acquainted and practiced and adept at tapping into your intuition is extremely important. It's crucial. It's not optional. And so I invite you to focus your energy towards, as a woman, towards your womb, towards your gut, towards your intestines, as a man, towards your stomach, towards your gut, towards your intestines. This also has to do with the liver and the gallbladder and the kidneys. Very integral organs for our digestion and for how energy flows. That is why many people experience problems of various kinds with these organs, as did I. And many people, including myself in the past, experience digestive issues. Depending on what you're going through, emotionally, sensory, pertaining to your senses. Depending on what you're going through in life, something's very stressful, something gives you constant anxiety, adrenaline, kidneys, renal, adrenaline glands, lots of coffee, for example. A lot of stress, a lot of anxiety that will manifest through your digestion. A lot of people can't even go number two without drinking coffee. That's bad. That is very unhealthy. Which is really the same as to say I need a fear response, I need a fear trigger, I need a what they call fight or flight, adrenaline-induced situation to be able to pass stool. Not good. Your intuition, your body knows what it needs. Different aspects of your body, different parts of your body, the organs. Pain in the body, in your body, literally lets you know there's something wrong here, you gotta fix this. And it's not being fixed by popping pills. Obviously, otherwise Western medicine would be a great success. It is a great failure. At this point, more obvious than any time before. Well, I'm going to say it got us here. It got us here to understand that this is not the solution. So, using your intuition, using your gut feeling, using your nervous system, not to be nervous, but to feel, to connect with yourself. Remember what we talked about in the very first meditation, an introduction to meditation. What is a meditation? It's a connection to yourself. Your higher self resides within you. That starts a very, very long time before what I call 6D. That starts in your body. If you have bodily aches, then that is where you start. That is also where you will find the most progress, the most progress that you can very obviously perceive. Because if you're in pain and pain goes away, well, that's a massive improvement in your quality of life and your daily experience. It's a wonderful feeling. So, your intuition is a very bodily experience. Your body is incredibly intelligent. It is an incredible tool, entity, creation, that if you nourish it correctly, you detox it correctly, all things that I teach in various ways, both free to some degree, via articles, videos, as well as more in-depth through courses that are affordable. And if you know how to nourish your body properly, to give it what it needs, as a woman, when you have your period, you know when and how to rest. 99% of all women should not even go to work during the first 72 hours or so of their period. Those are all products of an insane society. That's a time to rest. That's like a new moon. The new moon is not really visible because it's taking a break. The sun also takes a break. That's why night exists. So you need to rest when you need to rest. Most people, especially in the West, I live in the US, so the US epitomizes this. I grew up in Germany, another country that epitomizes this. Probably the two, together with Japan, the three worst countries in the world. Maybe these days we can add China to that, but that's still different culturally. A culture and a people that know how to burn themselves out very effectively and successfully, because they always work and there's always more and you always got to take action, you always got to do. When do you actually calm down and rest? When do you relax? Your intuition is the key to knowing what you need. And when you satisfy your body, your bodily needs, whichever those are, then you have a foundation from which you can, like a springboard, ascend. You take your body with you, ascending into a higher consciousness. You cannot ascend and reach a higher frequency without integrating that into your cellular structure, into your DNA. So, focus on using and practicing and learning to tap into your intuition. And if you believe you've already done that or you're already doing that, that is fantastic. But let me tell you, there's so much more. It goes so much deeper. Directly ties in with shadow work as well, with uncovering hidden layers within our body that tell a story from this life or another. But that goes a bit too far now. So, at least the other life part. So, let me conclude this. Let us conclude this by promising ourselves to listen to our intuition more intently, more powerfully, more compassionately, more lovingly, and to make choices that feel good. That feeling of butterflies, of simply from the ground up, a positive feeling, a tingling feeling of positivity, of intuition that may go through your spine, that makes your body shake. That is what you want. That is a high level of intuitive capabilities, of practiced intuition. And so, obviously, this is just a starter point, a beginning. There's so many ways to tap into your intuition. There is what people call divination. Really, it's intuition, such as especially women love to use tarot cards. That can be a great way to do so. Meditation with an intention is great. Everything that gets you into your own flow, into the flow of being connected with yourself. A way to circumvent the very mind-focused and mental jitter and the distractions. There's information coming from above, and there's information coming from below. The so-called download doesn't only mean you download it from the cloud, from the sky, from your higher self. Like I said, your higher self also resides below you, which is something that becomes very obvious when you work with plant medicine, because plant medicine is of the earth. It grows from earth. It doesn't grow in the sky. It can certainly take you there, but it connects you with a deep wisdom that is implanted and imprinted into the earth, which is the feminine aspect of our existence as far as the planet goes. And so, we will talk about this. This will be ongoing, of course. Depending on when you listen to this, there will be or there already are courses on intuition and how to tap into that, different methods, different techniques on how to access that. There are many ways that lead you there, and your path, of course, is unique. So you will find unique ways that get you there, that bring you there. And it will differ from individual to individual. It also simply differs by how energy works between men and women. There are different ways to access your intuition. You have to find yours and start with guidelines. So thank you for listening, and I will see you, not quite literally, but we will talk to each other in the next and last meditation of level 1, which is going to be 1D breathing.